Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:58 Irish Summer Time. Today is April 30th. It's been another interesting day with the Fed cutting by 25 basis points. That wasn't a move that was entirely unexpected, and it was very much a case of buy the rumour and sell the news. You had the Dow up in excess of 1% at one stage, but it closed marginally down on the day. Nothing in the way of downward dynamics, and this recovery remains very much intact. But the accompanying statement to that rate cut does indicate that the Fed is going to pause from here on out and is going to weigh up the factors and see how things develop over the coming 6 or 7 weeks. And that's not particularly surprising. We've seen rates fall very considerably over the last 2 months, and they're down to 2%. And that is really quite low in historical terms, and in relative terms as well, it's also quite low. We have seen a certain amount of pullback in the equity markets because they had rallied up in anticipation of this news, and there was obviously some selling came in as the Dow hit 13,000. But you also had movements on the Treasury markets with 30-year treasuries up in excess of a full point. Of course, lower interest rates mean lower yields or expectations for lower yields, and there's no expectation that rates are going to be rising anytime soon. So yields are likely to stay lower for longer, and that does help to support bond prices. However, bond prices are certainly unlikely to rally back up towards those highs we saw back in January. In fact, they haven't come anywhere close to rallying back to those levels, and this continues to look like an extended top. JGBs rallied quite well today, and that was from really rather a rather oversold area. But the fact remains that inflation is returning to the Japanese market. Whether that is inflation because of consumer demand, which seems unlikely, or because of external factors such as food and energy prices, it doesn't really matter when you have the CPI pushing up like it did last week. So a rally in JGBs is probably going to be an opportunity to short them further. The dollar weakened a bit in here today, with the pound up almost 2 cents. The euro is up 50 ticks as well. But the dollar index has certainly found support over the last month. And as long as it holds above the lows that we saw about a month ago, I think there's still potential for the dollar to rally in here, particularly if we don't see anything in the way of downward dynamics in the stock market. We are starting to see, there was also news, I think, today, that Citigroup increased the amount of stock that they wanted to sell because they were being swamped with demand. So there's certainly people out there buying stocks, and they're lows. Well, we're seeing lows in stock markets in terms of valuations that haven't been seen for quite a few years. So that is quite interesting that we're starting to see confidence return to stock markets. And of course, markets have held above those January and March lows really very well. We're also starting to see markets, for example, such as the European bank sector, which I posted in the interesting chart section today, really pressuring the upper side of a 1 month range, and it has consolidated really rather well above those January lows. Obviously, European banks haven't been nearly as badly affected as US banks by the slowdown of the US economy or by that subprime. They certainly have exposure to some of the structured products that have made their way into just about every facet of the financial world. But as regards direct impact, they should be relatively insulated. And that index does look like it has found support and is in the process of reaffirming, or not, certainly not reaffirming, but beginning a new uptrend. So that's quite interesting. Staying with stock markets for the moment, Brazil was up in excess of 4% today. And the real had a very strong day as well. That's because Brazil's debt rating has been raised to investment grade by S&P. That is a very, very important event. Now, Brazil has been pressuring the 65,000 level for a number of months. In fact, it's looked like it's been a relative outperformer, certainly, and it's been consolidating here since the high that it reached back in towards the end of October. This is an emphatic breakout from that range. It's reaffirming this overall uptrend, and because that debt has been raised to investment grade, that allows so many more fund managers to consider Brazil as a destination for capital in the fixed income markets. It's also going to help the currency, and as this upper dynamic today shows, it is a very, very positive move for stock markets in that region. So that is one of the more powerful signals out there right now. And with the exception of South Africa, we haven't seen very many important stock markets moving to new highs. South Africa made a marginal new high, and it was at least in part related to the weakness of the rand. However, the Brazilian currency has been hitting new highs. It's been consolidating over the last couple of months, but still at very high levels. And this is an emphatic breakout from a well-defined consolidation in what has been and continues to be a very consistent uptrend. So this is a tradable signal, I think. And that is probably one of the better markets out there right now in terms of outperformance. And given the fact that we continue to have a firm tone right across Wall Street and certainly in Europe and increasingly in Asia, the fact that Brazil is outperforming and does look like it's going to outperform if we continue to see a firm tone in stock markets. Now, looking at some other markets in here today, gold was relatively weak earlier on, but was rallying in the after hours here. It's up $7 at 877. It's coming back towards an interesting level around 850, and it was down in the 860s today. There is potential support. It's a big round number. And this has been quite an orderly correction in gold. The pressure remains on the downside, having broken below the lows from last month. However, this has been a relatively orderly correction, considering the speed with which gold has fallen in past corrections. And that is potentially a bullish factor. If we do see this falling significantly further, then it's going to be a buying opportunities, and any significant pullback is likely to be really quite brief. Silver is up 32 in here at the moment. It was also weaker in here today, but certainly getting a bit of support from that weaker tone in the dollar at the moment. In some of the other commodities, we have cocoa pressuring the highs from a month ago, and on that live traded contract, which is in pounds, that is really quite close to those highs. But given the fact that we are starting to see pullbacks, and these pullbacks being extended in so many of these other commodities, it would be the exception rather than the rule for any of these commodities to be able to reaffirm and really push up to significant new highs. Rough rice was limit down yesterday and almost limit down again today. This is a huge downward dynamic. It puts paid to the accelerated uptrend and probably signals that we're at the beginning of a new medium-term correction. All of these soft commodities are in bull markets, secular bull markets. They're very long-term. They won't be without punctuations, which can be upwards of a year or even 2 years. But when activity starts to return to these markets following these medium-term corrections, they will more than likely exceed their highs really significantly. And it has been interesting over the last few months where we've had high food prices hitting headlines and continuing to make new headlines. I saw a headline today on a financial website saying that rice was or continues to be a very good buy, and this is a fantastic buying opportunity. Personally, I believe that that is ill-informed and doesn't really appreciate the significance of acceleration. Acceleration is always an ending of unspecified duration. And considering the size of the acceleration that we've seen in a commodity such as rice, the chances are very much in favor of a medium-term correction. If this turned out to be a penultimate high, well then the pullback following that would probably be even greater. So that is certainly something to bear in mind, and it applies to all markets. Acceleration is always an ending. There is a temptation to see the move that we saw in Brazil today as an acceleration, but that is certainly not the same thing. This was a fantastic move today, 4,000 points, over 4%, or 3 or 4%, I think. Or sorry, excuse me, 6%. My maths aren't working very well there. This is not an acceleration. It's an emphatic breakout from a well-defined range. What we saw in rice was a very well-defined acceleration, and they're not comparable in the slightest. Looking at some of these currencies, the Australian dollar is firmer by almost a full cent and pressuring the 95 cent level. It seems inevitable that we're going to get back to parity with the Australian dollar at some point over the coming years, and it may not be that even that long. 95 doesn't appear to be able to hold it for very much longer, and it has been consolidating really quite well here over the last few months, although it does need to push above that level and hold it to really tell us that this was a well-defined breakout. The euro down at 156 is relatively steady in here today, the pound that little bit stronger. And with that, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.